Good morning and happy Sabbath. I want to thank everyone for those who have updated their information for our church directory that you can access both on your smartphone or on the computer. And as soon as we get all the information, we will have some printed ones available for those who would like them. If you haven't done so already, in the matrix, there's a place where you can update your information. If you want the directory on your smartphone, you must have an email available in the church directory in order for you to access it. And like I said before, it's only for those who are members of our church or people that come on a regular basis who want their names in the directory that will be able to access this, because it's only those people that already have an email in this account. So no one else can just come on our church directory and download it and have all your information available. So we want to thank you for doing that. Also, I want to remind you in the bulletin today, it says show that there is going to be a dinner for Ellen Pollock and her family tomorrow. So if you would, you can just bring a dish and make it with us at the Saturday ALC tomorrow. You can provide also write your names on your dishes, on your cans, bowls, whatever, so that we make sure that they get back to you. So we'll just bring them in at ALC and you can pick them up there. All right, thank you. All right. Well, this week, Irma and Taylor and I got together a meeting about the garden, because the garden produce is going to start coming in. And this Monday, we're actually going to be there at 10 o'clock to trim some of the wild branches that have gone haywire because the garden is doing so well. So we're going to have some kind of fan. We're thinking of like 2, maybe 3 hours twice a week, and we can store the tomatoes or whatever. And there's all kinds of insects. But if you're interested to sit at the fan with another person, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. I had to say one time I had extra tomatoes and parked in the parking lot and they all went away. So it's a great outreach. It's fun to be with your fellow church members just to talk and do something. So if anybody's interested, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you. Very interesting story to be told in the church. Maybe it's when the bear said, I'm going to pray for God and with you and me to be still in the room and then come to the God and the Lord to be between the house and between you and the husband. That's what I think I did. Rachel decided to get her married back to Jacob so she could bear children for Rachel and his family. So two more times were born from the women of Jacob's doom, Daniel and Rachel. And the third is more interesting to get friends. Rachel started bearing children. So she decided to do what Rachel did. She bear Jacob her and Rachel broken. From that family came two more sons, Dan and Rachel. So now there are four sons from Leah, two sons from Rachel's family, and two sons from Leah's family. But they are dead. One day, a little girl's son lives on his own field. I discovered a rare young black tree. I needed to pull out the teletype and one of the years of conscience. When he got from home to his mother, Rachel found out about it and offered to share the numbers of the work at Harry that season. In Genesis 30, verse 15, it says, "If it is a small matter that I have taken away my husband, and you may take away my son's mandrake also," God said to Rachel. If Leah had not slept with Jacob in a long while, Rachel offered her the chance to sleep with Jacob in exchange for the mandrake. She got more than she bargained for. Leah then took two more sons, Issachar and Zebulun. So now the count of up to 10 sons became a wife, and the enemy, and the hope of still was there. After all Rachel's efforts, her own, her mother's, Mandrake, God listened to Rachel. She said, "Lord, please give me a son. And God opened her womb to be fulfilled with his son Jacob." And God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her, she opened her womb. And now to know that it is the Lord who opens and closes the womb, and that was the case with Rachel. I think that's interesting. The first child Rachel bore to Jacob was the son who was named Joseph. About 7 years later, two destinies for Joseph. Christmas brothers with me staff. Just welcome flowers to me. I'd like to contribute to the Joseph Caribbean and Father Dimension. I'm only worthy struggles and scenarios, and the offers those to anyone who has public and abuse problems which we face. The little girl in physical realm, just as dead in the spiritual realm. We can rise above our circumstances to be able to do what it is to do. Amen. And the new tools to be in that justice. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for this day of justice. We are now at the troubles of God. We have justice over communities, troubles, and faithful to the Lord. We hope that you are in the middle of this story of our coming up to you and to your family. I'm going to go to the next one.